Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf tzadik aleph, and we are 4 lines from the bottom of daf tzadik amid beis shoala Cleopatra Malkasa Esra Meir. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu Bnei Yisrael hanesunim batzaru vashivya. So yesterday, be'ezus Hashem, we began a new perek, the 11th and final perek of Mesechta Sanhedrin, a perek that's oimed berumah shel olam, that discusses dvarim ha'oimdim berumah shel olam. A perek, as we mentioned, that needs no introduction, perek chelek. Now, perek chelek begins, kol Yisrael yesh lem chelek la'olam haba, and then immediately gives us the not-such-fine print, and that is the list of ve'elu she'en lem chelek la'olam haba. The Mishnah mentions only a few examples. Ha'oime ein tchias ha'mesem en ha'toyra, ein toyra men ha'shemayim, da'pi koyres, ha'koyre besvarim ha'chitzoynim, ha'loichish al ha'mako, and ha'hoiga es ha'shem bo'isi yoysa. We mentioned Tois v'skasha, Reb Kiveger and Kalina Shasis, Metzayinit, in Soita Dafheo Med Aleph, that asks that what happened to the fact that the Gemara says that a Baal Gaiva ain Afroi Ninar. What about the Gemara in the end of Ksubis that seems to suggest that somebody that's buried in Chutz La'aretz won't be Zoicha to Tchias HaMesim? By the way, everyone asks on Tosfos that, of course, the Mesei Chutz La'aretz will be Zoicha to Tchias HaMesim, and Tosfos seem to have been quoting a Havamina of a Gemara, which would make it one of the most difficult Tosfos in all time to explain. How could Tosfos ask a kasha from a Havamina of a Gemara and even say words like this out of his mouth or out of the Bali Tosfos's pen, that people that are buried in Chutz La'aretz are not going to become the Tchias HaMesim? Tosfos asks from Malvei Beribis, but Tosfos says there's different Gemaras where you find the Chazal already said that they're not going to merit a portion in the world to come. In fact, we mentioned the Lashon HaRambam in Perek Gimel and Hilchas Teshuvah, and the Rambam was Chayzeh Mishnasa in many different places, where the Rambam came up with a list of 24 people that are Ein Lahem Chelek La'olam Haba. For whatever reason, our Mishnah gave a small list and a small sample size of the ve'elu she'en lehem chelek lo'olam haba. But the bottom line is, the first Mishnah says, kol Yisrael yesh lehem chelek lo'olam haba, ve'elu she'en lehem chelek lo'olam haba. And then the Mishnah concludes with what's going to be the segue to all the nach that we're going to learn. Shloisha melachim v'arba hedyoitos, that were ein lehem chelek lo'olam haba, Yeravam, Acham, Menashe, who are the 4 hedyoitos, Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Achitofel, Bilam, Gechazi, Doyeko, Adoimi. So again, smorgasbord and a preview of what's to come. But as it relates to the first sugya in Perek Chelek, and it's very much a sugya, if the definition of a sugya is that the Rishonim were ma'ayin, and they went into it in great depths and wrote pages and pages and pages, Yevamos Daf Chaf is a sugya because of the long Rashbas, then Sanhedrin Daf Tzadik is also a sugya because of the Arichos Gedoyla of all the Gedoyla Rishonim. And the sugya here, right in the beginning of Perek Chelek, is the sugya of Olam Haba, the sugya of Tchias HaMesim. Specifically, the Gemara began, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Minayin L'Tchias HaMesim in HaTorah. What is the remes of Tchias HaMesim in HaTorah? Now, it's interesting, because one of the principles of faith is we believe that one day all the Mesim are going to come back alive. It's one of the Yud Gimel Animamins, animamim b'munah shalema, in the inyan of Tchias HaMesim. And someone that denies Tchias HaMesim, he's included in the list of ve'elu she'en lam chelek lo'olam haba. But Rashi in the Mishnah was medayek that the lashon of the Mishnah, when it says that someone that denies Tchias HaMesim has no chelek in lo'olam haba, is not simply someone that denies Tchias HaMesim. Ha'imer ein Tchias HaMesim in HaTorah. And Rashi says, you see from here that even if somebody believes in Tchias HaMesim, he just doesn't believe that Tchias HaMesim is min HaTorah, he's included in the Eilu She'en Lam Chelek Lo'olam Haba. This is very interesting. It's not enough to believe in Tchias HaMesim. You have to be makabel the arguments that the Chachmi Yisrael made, and that is that there's remozim to Tchias HaMesim min HaTorah. And the truth is, we started seeing in the end of yesterday's daf, and we're going to see it now again in the beginning of today's daf, that the Chachamim, they debated different Umay Sa'olam, whether they were Minim or Tzedoikim, kings, queens, Kezars, whether there is a remez in the Torah to Tchias HaMesim or there's not a remez in the Torah to Tchias HaMesim. So remez to Tchias HaMesim in HaTorah, maybe it's hard for us to appreciate, is a huge, huge deal. And in historical context, it was certainly a point of great debate, so much so, it is the first mention in the list of Ve'ilu She'in Lam Chelek Lo'ilam Haba. You know, I saw the Achreinim ask that the Mishnah says Ve'ilu She'in Lam Chelek Lo'ilam Haba. Oymer Tchias HaMeis Min HaTorah is number one. Who's second on the list? The ain't Torah Min HaShemayim. L'chayra, ain't Torah Min HaShemayim. Lo'y Mishpata B'chayra, in a bad way. He should come before the Oymer Ain't Tchias HaMeis Min HaTorah. Ain't Tchias HaMeis and Ain't Tchias HaMeis Min HaTorah is a very, very big deal. You sort of get a feel from it, from the opening dafin here in Perek Chelek. Either way, the end of yesterday's daf, we saw a whole bunch of remazim, bullet point, agadata style, for Tchias HaMeis Min HaTorah, to make a 30-second recap. When the satem imenu as trumas Hashem l'Aharon HaKohen, Aharon HaKohen never got truma, Aharon HaKohen never made it into Eretz Yisrael. So where's Aharon HaKohen getting truma? Oh, said Rabbi Yochanan, this is a remez, the Tchias HaMeis Min HaTorah. V'gama ki Moisi esprisi itam, losei slohem es Eretz Kanan. Hashem tells Moshe, I told the Avos HaKdoshim, I'm going to give them Eretz Kanan. They never got Eretz Kanan. It should have said losei slohem. It says lohem. Oh, must be the Avos HaKdoshim, I'm going to stand up by Tchias HaMeisim. That's a remez, the Tchias HaMeisim Min HaTorah. Hincha shoychev im avoisecha, Hashem told Moshe, v'kam. And one way to read the pasuk is that Moshe Rabbeinu himself is going to stand up. Yeshaya Novi said, yichyu meisecha, nevei losei yukumun. At first glance, that pasuk is the most obvious pasuk for Tchias HaMeisim. The dichoy would be that maybe Yeshaya Novi was referring to the Meisim Shehechi Yecheskel, which is going to be something that's coming up very much in the coming dafin. Doivev sifse yeshanim. The Yeshanim Sfasayim are going to talk. How's that possible? Once you die, you can't talk anymore. Oh, must be. This is a remez l'tchias HaMeis Min HaTorah. What's the counter argument? Maybe this is Sifsois of Doivois Bekever. We say in Kriyashma, Laman Yirbu Yumechem, Alo Adom HaShinish Ba'Hashem L'Aviseichem. Again, Lo Seis Lohem, to give the Ovis never got it. It should have said Lo Seis Lohem. This is a remez l'tchias HaMeis Min HaTorah. Va'atem Advekim Ba'Hashem Elokeichem, Chayim Kulchem Hayoyim. The word Hayoyim would seem to be extra, but Chayim Kulchem, you're going to live. Just like you're alive today. Again, a remez to some life that's going to take place in the future. And then finally, coming more from the negative perspective, there's an idea of kares. And when the Torah talks about kares, it doesn't just say kares. Sometimes it just says kares. But in the parasha of the Megadiv, it says, v'nichrasa, he kares, avoynabah. There's a lot of extra language there. And even if you're going to say, dibra Torah, kolashim deyadam, that would explain he kares. But what about v'nichrasa and avoynabah? Again, this is a remez that there's an idea of life in Olam Haba, and someone that does a certain Aveira, could be he's going to lose out on that life. But this would be, albeit from the negative perspective, a remez that there's some sort of life on the other side. Mikan remez l'tchias HaMeis Min HaTorah. If you do the math, we just expressed 8 different Mekoyres. The Tchias HaMeis Min HaTorah, today's daf, is going to continue with different Ramazim into tomorrow's daf, where we're going to see some of the more famous Ramazan, L'Tchias HaMeis Min HaTorah. But again, the theme is going to overwhelmingly be Tchias HaMeis. This is Agadat Gemara. So in Agadat Gemara, you always get digressions from the digressions, ben benoishal digressions, right? We do what we do. But the bottom line is, 3/4 of the isms are tucked away in these dafin, regardless. 4 lines from the bottom of Daf Tzadik Amud Beis. Shala Cleopatra Malkus Ezra Meir. So Cleopatra the queen asked Rameir the following question. Amra, she said, Yodanu Dechai Yishafchi. I know that people that are alive and die will come back alive again, right? The Chayi Shafchi, the people that died will live again. The Chsev. How do I know that? The Pasuk says, V'yotzitzu me'ir ke'esev ha'aretz. So it's interesting, Cleopatra had a 9th Makar. She came up with a Makar, a Pasuk in Tehillim, that says, V'yotzitzu me'ir ke'esev ha'aretz, that all the dead people, it's referring to people, in the Pasuk, they're going to sprout from the ground, meaning the people that were buried in the ground are suddenly going to emerge from the ground. Elo, but the question that Cleopatra asked Rameh was, Kishein oimdim, when the people arise. Oimdim arumim oibilvusheim oimdim. So she had this interesante question. She wanted to know when people get up, they're going to get up dressed, they're going to be wearing suits, they're going to be wearing tachrichim, or they're not going to be wearing any clothing at all. Amalas Rameir told the Kavuchem Mechita. I know it from one of the Yud Gimel Midoy Shanatayr Nidrashis Bam. I know it from a Kavuchem Mechita Shinikbra Arumo. Chita, when it's put into the ground, if you want to plant chitim, so you take a chita and you put it in the ground. Now, you don't put any clothing on it, right? You don't take the chita and you put it on a nice shirt. You put it, proverbially speaking, aruma, the way it is. Yet, it's yoytze v'kam levushin. When it comes out from the ground, it emerges with layers. Tzadikim shenikbarim bilfulsheim, tzadikim that are buried with tachrichim, with their levush, alachas kama v'kama. And Cleopatra seemed to be happy with Rameir's kal v'chomer, and Rameir was poshet, this grace of Suffolk, and that is that when people are going to arise by tchias ha-mesim, arumim, so you believe, meaning he's not accepting it, but I know that Amri too, you believe that people that die are going to come back alive again. Says, I don't understand. How's it possible? When a person dies, his body is put into the ground, it decomposes, it turns into afar. And if it turns into Afar, how is Afar going to come to life? So the daughter of the Kesar was present while this was happening, and she turned to Rabbi Gamliel and said, Shafke, leave him. I know my father. I'm going to give him an answer he's going to be satisfied with. She said as follows, we have two people that are potters, right? They create kricheres, they live in our city. One creates kalim from water, and the other one needs tit, he needs mud, he needs clay. That's how he makes his kelim. So she asks her father, Tata, tell me, who's a more impressive artisan? Amalah. So the Kesar told his daughter, it's way more impressive, right? To make a keli from clay, that's not such a chiddush. To make a keli from mayim, that's incredible. So if that's the case, Amalah, she told him, Amayim tsar, minatit like holshkin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates man from mayim. Man was created, me'ayim basa, from a tipa srucha. So if man can come from a tipa srucha, kal v'chaymer, man can come from afar. Right? Just like it's easier to make a klicheres from tit than it is from mayim, l'churu, you would think the same is true for man. It's easier to make man from afar than it is from mayim. So if man was created from a tipa srucha, Madura Kamo, you have such a kasha Madura Tinyana, how man's going to be able to come back alive this time from Tevei Rabbi Shmuel Tano. In the Yeshiva Rabbi Shmuel, they had the following braisa. They said that you could understand rationally Tchias HaMeisim with a kal v'chomer from a kli schuches, from a glass keli. Ma kli schuches sha'om lebruach basav adam. A kli schuches, when it's made, so a basav adam, whoever's the smith that makes this glass, so he blows into it. Yet, nishbru, if it breaks, yesh lam takana. It's possible to fix it. It's a basav adam, shebruach shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Basav adam that was created with the ruach piv shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, vayipach, ba'ap of nishmas chayim, right? So it came from the ruach piv of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Alachas kama v'kama, certainly if it breaks and something happens to it, this is going to be a takana. Amalei ahu minil rabami. There was a minute told Rabbi Ami, Amritu de Shachvicha. You believe in Tchias HaMeisim, Vavi Afra, Vafra Mikochai. This is a question that all the heretics seem to be very challenged by. They mamish can't sleep at night because of this kasha. I don't understand. Vavi Afra, Vafra Mikochai. Amalei Rabbi Ami told him, Emshalcha Mashal Ma'adavadim. I'll explain to you in a Mashal. Malach Pasavdam. There was a king, Sha'amal Avadav, who told his slaves, Lechu Benuli Palter and Gedoilim, Bemakam Shei Mayim Va'afar. I want you to go build a big palace for me in a place where there was no Mayim and there was no Afar. Halchu Banu Oisei. They went and they built a Liyam, and sometimes time later, Naflu, the paltrim fell down. Amalehem. So the king told him, you know, Chizru bnu oisai, but makam sheyesh afar amayim. I want you to rebuild it, but this place, this time I want you to build it somewhere else. Don't build it in a place where there's no afar amayim. Build it in a place where there is afar amayim. Amaleh, they told him, Einonu yuchaylim, we can't. We can't. Cause Salehem. So the king got angry. For Amalehem, and he told him, makam sheyemayim va'afar benisem. Achshav sheyesh mayim va'afar lachas kama v'kadav. Madach, you were able to build it, b'makam sheyemayim va'afar. Certainly, b'makam, meaning the first time you built the palace, to me that was incredible. I don't even know how you did that. That was mamish chutz migidri atava. But if you were able to do that, certainly you should be able to do this. Then iato mamin, and the Rav Ami went to the min, and he told the min that if you're still not comfortable with what I'm telling you, meaning you're going to tell me you have some pircha on the kal v'chomer, you don't like the kal v'chomer so much, and you're still not 100% convinced on tchias ha-mesim. Again, there was a min that told Rav Ami, I don't understand tchias ha-mesim. How can man emerge from afar? So first Rav Ami told him this kal v'chomer, but then he said that if you don't believe it, say lebiko ure'e achbar, I want you to go out to the biko, and you're going to see an achbar, like a certain type of mouse. Sha'ayoyim chetzi basar v'chetzi adama. Today he's half basar and half adama. L'machar, yet tomorrow hitritz v'natzar kulei basar. He's going to become kulei basar. So what do you see from here? There's already some microcosm of the concept of tchias ha-mesim that life can emerge from afar. Now, Shem ha-toymer l'zman merubo, and Rav Ami told this min, maybe you're going to come back and you're going to fend for me, and you're going to tell me it's true. You see from there that afar could become basar, but that happens over a period of time. There's a process during which time it happens. It doesn't happen in a second, yet tchias ha-mesim we believe is going to happen in a second. So show me proof that you can have tchias ha-mesim literally keherifying. So he told them, you should go somewhere else. Alei lahar, go on top of the mountain. Urei and see shnayoyim ein bay ele chilazayin echad. You're going to see this one chilazayin. Ula machar tomorrow yarduk shamim. It's going to rain. And all of a sudden, you're going to see a whole bunch of chilzoynas. What do you see from there? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu could give life in a second. So you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu can make chayim from offer, and you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be mechaya things in a second. Between the achbar and the chilazayin, you have a little bit of a dmus in this world, a moshel for what's going to be one day, tchias ha-mesen. Now, obviously, this is not the sugya for today, but there is a very, very important Rashi right here, tucked away. This is mamish tucked away. This is on Hedrin Tzadik Aleph Amid Aleph on the topic of the chilazayin, which plays itself out very much in the whole tchilas controversy. I'll just read L'shoini Azov of Rashi. So it's the bottom line of the first column of Rashi. On the Tzad Galif, Dibra Maschul Chilozin, Toilas, this is a worm, Sheyotzim in Ayam, that emerges from the sea, Echad Lashivim Shana, once every 70 years, Vitzoivin Bedamoy Tcheles, and its blood was used to make the dye known as Tcheles, Ulechat Chilo Enoy Nir Bechol Hahar, El Chilozin Echad. And if somebody would go on the mountain, you would never see like a whole mishpacha, a whole swarm of these chilzoinois. What you would see is one, and then eventually it rains, like Rav Ami said in his mashal to the men, all of a sudden they would start to emerge. But this Rashi gives us a few hints and a few clues in terms of understanding what exactly the chilozin was. There's another Rashi, Megillah Davov and Aleph, which is also tucked away. The sugya be'ikar is in Perek HaTcheles, right? That's obviously where it plays itself out in Masechtas Menachos. But there are hints in different places in Shas. This Rashi right here is a big one. And by the way, we've spoken out so many Gilyan Ashases here in the beginning of Perek Chelik. If you take a look at Rabbi Kiva Egan Gilyan Ashas, I am Beloshin Rashi Menachos Tat Memdalad Amad Aleph, Divri Amascha Va'oyla. Rabbi Kiva Egan already sends you to the Sugya of Tcheles. Everything is connected. A very important Mara Makam. Zakta Gemara, another Vikuach. So there was a man that went to Gevia Ben Pesisa. So who was Gevia Ben Pesisa? So he was a chacham. The reason he was called Vem Ben Pesisa, Rashi says, is because he had a hunchback. And because he had an akmumius big gaboy, he became known based on that, this mum that he had, and he's known as Gvia Ben Pesisa. But either way, so the min comes to Gvia Ben Pesisa and he tells him, Vailochayim Chayavai, ay, woe on you, you terrible people, you Rishoim. Tamrita Mesichan, because you believe in Tchias HaMesen. And why is that so terrible? He said, the Chayim Mesi, the Mesichayim, right? This is all rooted in Kal V'Chaymer. It's so interesting that the whole Shakla V'Tayr, the Kashas are with Kal V'Chaymer, and the answers are with Kal V'Chaymer. Something to think about, especially in light of the Pnimius of Kal V'Chaymer, which we've spoken so much about. But either way, he said that, how could it be just based on the meat of Kal V'Chaymer? Madach, someone that's alive dies. So Kal V'Chaymer, if you're dead, you're not going to come back to life. Amaleisa, he told him, Vailachayim Chayavaya, right? Whatever you see, I can throw right back at you. Damritu Mesi Loichayim. You believe that people that die are not going to come to life? I have a Kal V'Chaymer to prove they will come to life. Deloi Havichay. The Havi Chayi like Holshkein, meaning Madach people that didn't live yet. They're Deloi Hava. Chayi, they come to life. Someone that lived once certainly is going to come to life. I mean, I hear both arguments, right? They're both Gishmak Kal V'Chaymer. Amalei, he told him Chayavaya chorously, but this Min wasn't happy with what Gvia Ben Pesisa told him, right? So the Min tells Gvia Ben Pesisa, you Rasha. So Gvia Ben Pesisa says, really, I'm a Rasha? I think you're a Rasha, even a bigger Rasha than I am. So he said, one second, he took umbrage to it. He says, you're calling me a Rasha? He says, Iko Imna, if I want, I can get up, but I can kick you, and I can straighten out your back. Amalek V says, I've been waiting to meet you my whole life. He said, if you do this, you know how much schar, you know how much reward you're going to get. So this is some good old-fashioned, right, back and forth, hashtag trash talking. But either way, this was the shakla v'tayr between the min and Gvia Ben Pesisa. Zok to Gemara. We mentioned Gvia Ben Pesisa, we do what we do, and that is, we digress with a very, very classic Gemara. Tanu Rabbanon, Be'esrim V'arba Ben Nisan, the 24th day in the month of Nisan, the people that were being ma'aron, they were claiming that they had a chelik in Eretz Yisrael, were finally removed. Kishbo b'nei Africa. What's the background to this? When the people of Africa, self-explanatory, came lodun im Yisrael lifnei Alexandros Mukdim. They came to Danzig together with the Yidden in the presence of Alexander the Great. So the background to Alexander the Great coming to Eretz Yisrael is in the related raid by its Ayin Shom. But Alexander the Great is doing his thing, which is conquering the world, and he comes to Eretz Yisrael, and he is the judge, he is the jury, he was Moshe Lekipa, he is Kishmoy Kachi, one of the most powerful men to ever walk planet Earth. And people felt that there was a good opportunity to come to Alexander and make certain cases to try to get whatever it was they want. They want money, they want a pardon, I don't know, whatever it is. There's a tremendous opportunity to be able to get from Alexander Mukden. Either way, the Bnei Africa come to Alexander Mukden. Amrulay, they told him, Eretz Kanan Shalanuhi. You know, the Jews are currently settled in Eretz Israel, formerly known as Eretz Kanan, and that land belongs to us. The Chsiv, as the Pasuk says, Eretz Kanan Ligvulay Seha. That Kanan is the nation that populated the land of Eretz Israel. Okay, Ukanan Avu in the Hananchi Ava. And we stam from Canaan. That's our yichus. If you look at our yichus brief, you know who we come from Canaan. They're our zeda. So if that's the case, we want Eretz Canaan. So the Jews all of a sudden realize they have a little bit of a situation. There's somebody that's making the argument that Eretz Yisrael is Shalohem, and as a result, we have to deal with it. So Gvim Bepsis goes to the Chacham and he said, "Tnuli Rishus ve'elich ve'odin imal lifnei Alexandros Mukden." He says, "Give me the opportunity. I want to be the one that's going to represent the Yidden in this argument." And he said, "Mamon of Shach, let me do it, because im yinat zchuni, if they're going to defeat me in the vikuach imru." So you'll tell them, Hedyet Shabanu Nitzachtem. That doesn't mean anything, because look at the person. It's not like he's our best lawyer that we have. It was some guy who is a Balmum, right? He's the person that you were able to defeat. V'imaniya natzeach oisam. And if I'm going to be able to defeat them, Imru lahem, Teres Moshe Nitzachtem. Because no one's going to attribute it to me, so it's going to be the Teres Moshe is what won. Nasulei Rishos, they gave him Rishos, V'holof Adani Manu, he went to down with them. Amadam, he told him, Heich Natam Avin Rai. He says, tell me, you're telling Alexander Mukden that Eretz Kanan really belongs to you. What's your proof? I'm lemin ha-Torah. He says, we have a riot from the Torah. Eretz Kanan shalonu hi d'chsev, Eretz Kanan l'gvuloy seh. Amalam, so he told him, af ani lo yovid lechem ra'el ma ha-Torah. You brought a riot from the Torah, I'm also going to bring a riot from the Torah. Shinema, the Pasuk says, v'yoymer or Kanan, eved avodim yu le'echav. Kanan, your Zeta, who, you're right, was living in Eretz Yisrael. Abalamaisa, the Pasuk says, eved Avodim Yula Echav, Noyach said this, right? That Canaan would be a slave to his brothers. Now, if your Zayda is my Zayda slave, Evet Shekhanu Nechasim, Evet Lemiu Nechasim Lemi. So not only does the land belong to me, you also belong to me. Not just that, Elishai, Kamashanim Shalayev Adatunu. There are so many years that you haven't been working for us, and if that's the case, you owe us all this back taxes, plus interest, plus fees, right? I want you to reimburse us our legal fees, everything. All of a sudden, you're going to have to make us hold. Amalehem, Alexandros, Malko, Alexander, the king, turned to him. He says, Achzir loy tshuva. Okay, Gvim Bepesis is making a decent argument. What do you have to say? Amalehem, they said, no, lo, nuzman, shloish yom. We need 3 days. We need to deliberate a little bit. We're going to get back to you. Nasan lam, zman, he gave them time. Batkov lay matzu tshuva. In the meantime, they went into their huddle. They couldn't come up with an answer. Miyad baruchu, they ran away. Vihinichu stoiseim kshen zruis. They left all their fields that they had planted. Vikameng kshen natuis. Vahisashan ashviasais. It was the best year possible because the Jews weren't allowed to do any work in the field. And they had their fields that they had worked in, and they left it so they either were able to eat. There was no issues with anything. And this is the way Gvim ben Pesiso was able to overcome the Bnei Africa when he had this debate in the presence of Alexander Smokim. Just two interesting things before we go weiter and we continue with this debate. The first one, so Yankee Blyer, Shtel Tzu, a Meirdiger Ramban. The Ramban is in Parshas Noyach, and the Ramban says as follows. He says, Vida, ki Eretz Kanan legvuloy seh, me'oz hoysel agoy, he ruled Yisrael. Really, Eretz Kanan should have always been populated by the Yidden. V'hi chevel nachalos. I'm skipping. Avon nos nakadosh baruch hu be'is ha Floga le Canaan, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the time of the Dara Floga gave the land to Canaan. You know why? Mipnehe Yosai Eved. Because he's an Eved. Lishmar Oisal Yisrael. And his job is to watch it and protect it for the Yidden. Ka Adam Shemafkin Nichse Ben Ha'adin La'avdoi. Like a person who will take the nechasim of the Ben Ha'adin, give it to the Eved, Ad Sheyigdal, until he gets older. The Yiske Ben Sochin. And he'll be able to be zoich in his zoich v'gam be'eved, and in the Eved himself who was watching it. Either way, says the Ramban, the reason Canaan is in Eretz Canaan is goofer because he's in Eved. Meaning the Canaanim were coming with Balabatim. This land belongs to us. What did Eved tell him? Or what did Gvim ben Pesisa argue? He says, it's true you were there, but Lamaisa, you're unzer Eved, and an Eved, shekona nechasim, nechasim lamit. But the Ramban is adding a neufich and an oimik in the argument of Gvir ben Pesisa. It's not punk der avodim and punk they're in the land. That's rather the reason they're in the land. The reason that they were in the land is precisely to make sure and to ascertain that they're going to watch it. You were there to watch the land for me. Meaning, the Eibishter gave me this gift. We weren't ready for the gift yet. So who's going to watch it? That was your job. Now that we're here, give it back to us. Give us back the Shlissel. And what's the Raya? Eved Kenat. Eved Avodah. V'yulechav. That is good for the Makar, that this is the way it's supposed to be. If you take a look at Rabbeinu Bechai, Rabbeinu Bechai says the same thing. He just adds one knech. He says, V'hinei machshava is Hashem yisbarach amukois. He says, the machshava of HaKadosh Baruch was very, very deep. Ki rotze shetiyah oretz haktoy shel Kenan. The Eibishter wanted that the land should be by Kenan. Hu ho eved shemishtabi l'bnei Shem al pi oviv. He's the eved that became the slave. Hashem wanted that Kenan, or that should not be able to be machzik in the land. Because an eved can't be machzik because had another umah gotten it, ulai hoyu machzikim ba, maybe they would have been machzik. Masha ain't came be eved. The way to make sure that no one was ever going to have a proper claim on the land was by giving it to the eved. The eved can't be machzik in the nechasim of his oden. Doesn't stout to cheskes abatim. I don't know if he means chazaka as in cheskes gimel shonim, but the bottom line is if your eved is there, so then he has no ability, he has no capacity to be machzikid. If there would be another nation there, then already it would have been a little bit trickier. But either way, it's just a neufich and understanding the argument of Gvir ben Pasisis, the first shorter ara. The second shorter ara is an incredible marsha right here on this Gemara. The marsha asks the obvious question. The marsha says that we have a real time story where there's a debate taking place, where we're trying to prove from the Torah who is the proper owner of Eretz Kenan. Does Eretz Kenan belong to the Yidden, or does it belong to the Kenanim? Everyone knows the first Rashi in Chumash. Rashi says, "Bereishis bara l'kim eis ha-shamayim ve'eis ha-aretz." Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, really the Torah should have started Achodesh Lezalochem. So why does it start Bereishis bara l'kim? Says the Heilige Rashi that the reason is, "She'em yoyim ru'um ois ha-oilam listem atem." Amar Lema Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'm the one that created the world. I gave it to the Kenanim, but then I decided instead of it being by the Kenanim, instead it should be by the Yidden. This is the tailor-made argument that the Eibishter gave us in the first pasuk in the Torah. Why didn't Gvir ben Pasisis say this? Now if you're telling me we're trying to bring rayas, not from the Torah, okay, I hear it. I mean, you want to tell me why you can't make that argument in Tovshin Pehei in front of the United Nations? Maybe. But here we're bringing rayas from the Torah. Alzeh anudonim. Afani ovi rayim in haTorah. Those were the words that Gvir ben Pasisis. So why didn't he bring the first Rashi in Chumash? And the Marsha says something very, very scary. The Marsha says that the Chachamim held that maybe they would counter that it's true that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the land of Canaan and he gave it to the Yidden. But then you were thrown out of the land. The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. So if the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed and you were thrown out of the land, Hechateisa, you have a schus in having it today. And that Rashi, as much as it's a very, very strong argument, but the moment the Yidden went to Galus, it wasn't so poshut anymore that argument was going to be a good argument. And this was already Betchilas Bayesheni, says the Marsha. And at this point, is that argument still going to be an argument? It was a little unsure if you can use that first Rashi. And that's why Gvir ben Pasisis had to come from another angle. Either way, Dai L'Chakimah B'Remizah, Zok T'Gemara V'Aita, Shum Pam Achas. Bob, Bnei Mitzrayim, Lodin, and Yisrael, if Alexander spoke. And there was another time, and this time the Egyptians, the Bnei Mitzrayim, came to Danzig together with the Yidden in the presence of Alexander Smokton. Incidentally, the Goyin takes out the words Pamachas, because Shuv Pamachas sounds like this is another episode. It's not another episode. This is all in the same sitting. Alexander's there. He's not moving. He's on his Kisei HaKovet. And, you know, it's the next meeting. The Olam is just coming in. Amru said, Bnei Mitzrayim came and they said, it says in the Torah, Hashem Nosan Eschena on the Inim Mitzrayim Vayashilom. It says that the Yidden, before they left Mitzrayim, said they borrowed all the Kalim of the Mitzrayim. Turu Lanu Kasev Zav Shenetaldomi Menu. If it was a borrow, if you're a shayel, so you have to return it at some point. So how do you walk off it? I'm a Gvir ben Pasisis al Chacham. So Gvir ben Pasisis told the Chacham, he says, "Truly, Rishus ve'Elik ve'Adin Imal Lefnei Alexander. Im Natz Chuni Imru Lehem Ed Yishabanu Nitzachtem. V'Mani Anatz Eichaisam Imru Lehem Teres Moshe Rabbeinu Nitzchaschem. Nosnu Loi Rishus ve'Halach V'Doni Ma." Right, the same exact story. Gvir ben Pasisis says, "Let me be the one." The man of Shachem makes a lot of sense. Amal Lehem. So he told him, "Heichan Atem Avin Raya. What's your makar that the Jews took all this from you?" Amru Lehem Anat Teira. What do you mean? It's a pasuk in the Teira. Amal Lehem. So he says, "Okay, Afan." The pasuk says, "Umoishu bnei Yisrael, asher yashvu b'Mitzrayim shloishim shana va'arba meya shana." It says the Jews were in Mitzrayim for 430 years. Tnu lanu schar avoyde shal shishim riboy, she shibadete b'Mitzrayim shloishim shana va'arba meya shana. The Torah? Seriously? You want to go down this road? He says, we were slaves for 430 years. 600,000 Jews are passing in the Torah. That's how many Eden left Mitzrayim. So give us back 600,000 times 430, right? You know, we prefer $100 bills and start making payments now. Amar lehem Alexander Smukdim. So Alexander Smukdim told him, Hachziru loy tshuva. Amar lehem, they said, you know, we need a little bit of time. Tnu lanu zman shloish yom nasalem zman. Batkav lehem atzu tshuva. Miyad hi nichus taisem kshen zruis vekamen kshen etuis ubaruch. Oysa shanash. According to the guy, and it was the same story. And as a result, the Yidden through this got a tremendous issue. One more marsha that we have to speak out here, and that is the marsha says, was Gvir ben Besisa telling the truth? Were the Yidden really slaves in Mitzrayim for 430 years? They weren't slaves in Mitzrayim for 430 years. Now it says, that's a very shver pasuk, because if you do the math, 210 years, the Shibud was 86 years. Right, we know then the Brisbane Absorim, Yodah Teda, Ki Ger Yizarach Beretz Lahem Vavodav Inu Oysam Arba Meyashonah. This is an idea of a rega, right? The whole, everything, wrath of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was always a short amount of time. That's already a pikabal. But the bottom line is that 430 years is not real. Says the Marshal, Lav Dafka, you have to say that even though Gvir Ben Bezisa said 430, the number's Lav Dafka. Sharei Lo Yehoyu Ben Mitzrayim Kiyim, Redushan, it was really only 210 years. Gam calls man shahayu Yaakov Yosef Kayim lo yahayu mishabdim behem. El a sircha de kronokar, he just threw out a pasuk. Dechsev, Yashu ben Mitzrayim toflan etchana. He gave him a highball number. But really, they would have had to negotiate that number down a little bit, and it might have ended up being only 86 years. But we once said, and I think it's emes, that the Chassam Sofer in Torah Moshe says a dover nifla. The Chassam Sofer says that we know that when the Yidden had children, so it was Shisha Bekeres Echad. And if you think about it, it's a pella. Why did the Yidden need this miracle of Shisha Bekeres Echad? Like, what was it necessary for? Not just that, V'chamushim Olu B'nei Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim. We know that 4/5 of the Yidden, right, we're within Shloshim Yoim now of Pesach, ended up dying and ended up being left behind in Mitzrayim. So, Freik Tehelik Echsam Soifer, you know, you start the story of the Exodus, right? The story of Shemois. So it begins, Vayishritzu, Vayirbu, Shisha Bekeres Echad. Wow, it's amazing. But then at the end, everybody dies. There's this massacre that takes place over a short period of time. So really, Ulesimcha Mazuoisa, what was the point of the whole thing? How do you understand it? So the Chassam Sofer said a Dover Nifla. The Chassam Sofer said that really the Yidden was supposed to be in Mitzrayim for 430 years. It's a possible. Moshe Bnei Yisrael, Shiyashu Beretz Mitzrayim, Shloishim Shana, Va'arba Me'eshana. That's the way that it was supposed to be. Narvas. What happened? What happened was HaKadosh Baruch Hu realized that it was going to be impossible for the Yidden to survive a Golus of 430 years. So what did Eibush to do? He truncated it. He made it shorter. And instead of it being 430 years, it ended up being 86 years. The problem is, Klal Yisrael as an ummah we know is 600,000 people. Yisrael is Rosh HaTevis, Yeish Shish, and Riba Yosef is L'Tayra. Klal Yisrael is made up of 600,000 neshamas. That is the totality of Klal Yisrael. And if Klal Yisrael as a nation had to be in Mitzrayim for 430 years, it meant that 600,000 Yidden were going to have to be in Mitzrayim for 430 years. So how do you now truncate that into 86 years? Meaning at the end of the day, There's a cheshbon over here. So said the Chassam Sofer, you know what Eibush did? He made it that it was Shisha Bekeres Echad. That all of a sudden you had so many Yidden that were being born. In fact, the 600,000 that left represented 1/5 of the Yidden that were actually in Mitzrayim. If the 600,000 represented 1/5, the Chamushim, of the Yidden that were in Mitzrayim, that means how many Yidden were there? There were 3 million Yidden. That's how many Yidden were there. Said the Chassam Sofer, if you do the math, 3 million times 86 is the exact same as 600,000 times 430. So the Chassam Sofer says the reason that it was Shisha Bekeres Echad, this was all a chelik of making the Geula happen. Because had it not been Shisha Bekeres Echad, the Yidden would have had no choice but to have been in Mitzrayim for hundreds and hundreds of years, and we would have never survived the Golos. Because as it is, we made it out literally at the nick of time. And had we been there one extra second, that Rizal said, we would have been in the Shar Nun and Achzir Eschel L'Soyev Avayu. We couldn't have survived as a nation. So said the Chassam Sofer, that you want to know what role all those neshamas played, they made the geula happen. And it's true, they ended up dying, Risham, whatever. But the end of the day, on the Shisha Bekeres Echad, there's no Klai Yisrael. It's impossible to have a geula. What did Gvir ben Pesisa say? 600,000 times 430. Says the Marshal, that's not Erlich. That's a highball number in a negotiation. But if you want to be honest, it's not, but it is. Because really, the math of 600,000 times 430 is the equivalent of the real numbers, which was not 600,000, but 3 million, and not times 430 times 86. But at the end of the day, the number that he's coming from is the same number. Now, he didn't start varfich some ciphers. So he came klar. He said, I have a passing in the Torah of 430. I have a passing in the Torah of 600,000. It's not Gnevis Das. It's not Gezalakum. This is not the censored sugis and then the Bava Kama. You don't have to come on to any of that. It's poshut. Because at the end of the day, the math ends up playing itself out in exactly the same way. Either way, Zokti Gemar. Veshuv Pamachas. It was a third exchange. Bo b'nei Yishmael u b'nei Ketur. This time it was the b'nei Yishmael u b'nei Ketur. So it was the b'nei Africa. It was the B'nai Mitzrayim. This time it was the B'nai Yisrael, B'nai Ketur. L'adam Yisrael, L'fnei Alexander, Smokta, Amalei, Eretz, Kanan, Shalanu. They said the land belongs to us. The Shalochem, and to you, meaning with Shotfim. So they were ready, Moidim and Mikzas, Chayiv Shvud, Eiraisa, but they came that with Shotfim. The Chesed, the Pasuk says, Ve'ilu told us Yishmol ben Avram, Ve'ilu told us Yitzchak ben Avram. Right, Yishmol's the son of Avram, Yitzchak the son of Avram. So we're brothers with Shotfim. Amalam Givim, Pesis Al-Chachab, Through them, Shotfim, Ve'ilu for Adon Iman, Lufnei Alexander, Smokta, Imi, Natsukuni, Imi, Rehdu, Shabbat, Onu, Nitzachtem, Ve'mani, Anatzei, Chosam, Imi, Lehem, Teres, Moshe, Rabbeinu, Nitzchaschem. Also, we're Shos, Halach, Vedon Iman. Amalam, Yehi, Chanatim, Ve'in, Rai. Amru, Loi, Minat, Teira. Amalam, Afani, Loi, Avi, Rai, El, Minat, Teira. Shinema, the Pasuk says, Ve'iten, Avram, Es, Kolach, Loi, Yitzchak. Now we have to slow down. Avram gave everything that he had to Yitzchak. Ulevnei Pelakshim Hashel Avram. And as it relates to the Bnei Pelakshim, Nosan Avram Matonois. And at the end of the pasuk is Vayishalchem Al Yitzchak Benoy Baydenu Chai Kaid Mal Eretz Gadim. Right, he sent them to the Far East. Either way, the pasuk says clearly that Avram and Vinu already had a tzava of some sorts. He said, "I want Yitzchak to be here. I want you to go." Kedem, they gave them gifts, but the bottom line is he sent them away. Of Shenosan Agatim. So Gvir Ben Pesisa says, a father that writes a tzava, right? What's Agatim? Miloshin Shtar, right? That's what a get is. First Toysis and Sechtas Gittin. A get is a shtar. That a father that gave over a shtar, Levana Bechayev, the Shigar Zemi Alzeh, and he already made a Yachloiku, Klum Yesh Lazeh Alzeh. Of course, he has nothing on him. Says the Gemara, it's a postscript to this, my Matonis. What were these Matonis that Avram gave the Bnei Apalakshon? Amr Rabbi Yimri Barabba, Malami Chamasalem, Shem Tomo. He gave them the Koychas Atom. Amrei Antoninus Lerebi. So we turn our attention now from Gvir Ben Pesisa and Alexandra Smukdim to Antoninus and Rebbe. Now, in terms of the relationship between Antoninus and Rebbe, for that also, I am related Rebbites. But Antoninus, we know, was a Roman Caesar. Some say he was Marcus Aurelius, and he was very, very close to Rebbe. Rebbe, who we know, was Teira V'Gdula B'Makom Echad. So in addition to being the great prince, Rabbi Yehuda Hanossi, and the author of the Mishnah, etc., 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 he was also very powerful and very influential within political and government circles, and he had a very, very close relationship to Antoninus. Incredibly close. There's different gemaras that talk about how close Rebbe felt with Antoninus. Either way, so Antoninus and Rebbe, who are chaverim, they were talking dvarim ha'imdim beruma ishalaylam. Trias ha'mesim, dinyonim ha'perakelik. Antoninus tells Rebbe, guf and neshama yichalim lifta asman adin. He says, you know, I think the guf and the neshama, the chindit and tzvansik, have an easy way out of the whole din. Ketzad. Guf oimer, the guf will say, neshama chatas. Why are you punishing me, the guf? That it's the neshama that sinned. I'll prove it to you. Shemi yoyim shapir shemi meni. Because from the day that the neshama left me, hareini mutake even duman bekever. Said, I'm just lying there like a batlan. Ichtigunish. That means, who was the sinner? It was obviously the neshama. The neshama, Imeris, the neshama is going to say, guf chata shemi yoyim shapir ashti mi menu. Hareini peirachas babrik tzipar. I'm flying like a tzipar. It's a beautiful mashal for the neshama. We'll see more about that. But the bottom line is that the guf could say, you see, I can't do anything without the neshama. The neshama is going to say, I can't do anything without the guf. So the chura, guf and neshama, yichayim lift the atzma. And this is like a philosophical paradox. This is a little bit of an issue. How could it be Din V'cheshman? The guf could say, you can't punish me. The neshama could say, you can't punish me. Amalei, Rebbe told Antoninus, I'll explain it to you with a mashal. The Melech Basavadam, there was a king. Shailei Pardes, I had a beautiful paradise. V'hoyu boi bakurois nois. And in this beautiful paradise, so he had te'enim, he had figs that just started to ripen. V'hoyu shabai shnei shoimrim. And he appointed two shoimrim to watch these figs, nobody should take them. Echad chiger. One of them was a chiger, he couldn't walk. The echad suma, and the other one was a suma, he couldn't see. Amalei chiger suma. The chiger told the suma, bakura is nice, and he roya bepardes. You know, I see bakura is nice. The problem is, I can't get it. Meaning, I see it, you can't see it. I can't get to it, but you could get it. So he said, boi v'harkiveni. He says, why don't you carry me? I'll lead the way. Unevim v'achlam. And like this, we'll have what? Roch avchiger al gabi sumo. Ve'evim v'achlam. Yomim. Sometime later, Babal apardes. V'amalehem bakures nois heichenein. He says, what happened to all my bakures nois? All my nice figs. Amaleh chiger. So the chiger looks at him and he says, klum yeshli raglaim lahalich bem. Well, it can't be me. I can't move. Amaleh sumo. The sumo said, klum yeshli einayim lirois. He said, I had no idea you had bakures nois. I can't even see them. Me'asa. So what did this melech basavidam who was a pikeach do? Hirkev chiger al gabi sumo. He put the chiger on top of the sumo. The donoy sam kechet. He says, now let me ask you the same exact questions. And he cross-examined them again. Right? You can walk, you can see. Now all of a sudden, you're out of arguments. Avakadosh Baruch Hu. So Rebbe told Antoninus, Davish is going to do the same thing. Maybe neshama of his ark of a guf. Davish is going to take the neshama, he's going to throw it into the guf. The donoy sam kechet. And he's going to judge them as one. Shenem, as the pasuk says, Yikra la shamay me'ol, velo oritz laden. I'm like, what does this mean? Yikra al shamay me'al zum neshama. Davish is going to bring the neshama from Shemad. And he's going to take from the Oretz the Gov, and Sezam the Ebishter is going to give them Bechesh. Only Antoninus, Rebbe. Antoninus told Rebbe, why is it that the sun rises in the east and it sets in the west? He's not being a drake up. Because if it would have been Fakek, he would have asked me the same thing. Antoninus said, it's natural. What I mean to say is, I'm not asking you why it rises in the east. It wants to rise in the east. But why doesn't it set in the same place that arises? Usually, right, you leave your house, you come back home. So why are you leaving in one place and arriving somewhere else? That was his question. Amalei, he told him, he said, because the Shechina is b'mayrev, and when the sun sets, it gives shalom l'koina. It's like bowing to its master. Shenem, as the pasuk says, utzva hashamayim l'chom mishtachavim. Amalei, he told him, okay, so why don't you give shalom aleichem, give a little bow, meaning come to the chatzi point, give a little dip towards Ma'ariv, and then go to Riktaves and go back. So he told him, because what would happen is when the sun is mamish on top of the earth, so it's the middle of the day, and if all of a sudden it would start going backwards, it would start setting, then the day would set very, very suddenly, and it would throw all the payalim and the Ivrei Drachim off. So just because of Hanik ben Minik Derech Eretz, this is a better way to go about it. Now, obviously, the tzushtel to this Gemara is the Rambam and Perek Gimel Huchas Yisaydi HaTorah, where the Rambam talks about the Kechavim and the Mazolos, that the Bali Seichel, the Bali Tainug, and their Mifar and the Meshabeach, we say it throughout davening, but in the world of the Rambam, this was very, very real. This is what's going on here in this Gemara. Amalei Antoninus, the Rebbe, Antoninus told Rebbe, Neshama im emes ein nitna ba'adam. It says, when does a person get his neshama? Mishas pekida or mishas yetzira? Meaning, is it literally mishas pekida? Rashi says, mishtchilas yetzira. I'll say from the time that the person is about to be created, literally, when it's in the form of Zera, mamish at that point, in the Tipa Srucha, there's already some form of Neshama, or is it only when the Uber starts developing, the Basar, Vigidin, Vatsomais, right? That's the question. When exactly does it all begin? Amalei, so Rebbe told Antoninus, Mishas Yitzira. He says it's from the Shas Yitzira. Amalei, Efshech Haticha Shabasa, Emedesh Loisha Yamim, Galoi Melach, Inim Asrachas. He said, if you take a piece of meat and you put it out for 3 days, at some point, if you don't preserve it, if you don't put salt on it, it's going to start smelling. So how could the Tipa Srucha have any Chiyas if there's no Nusham in it? You're telling me that this is going to evolve and form into a child, and there's not going to be a neshama until the guf starts developing on some point. Ella must be, said Antoninus to Rebbe, Mishas Pekida. And Omar Rebbe, when Rebbe heard this, he said, Dova Zelim Dani Antoninus. You should know, Antoninus taught me this. This inyan, that the neshama enters the guf already, Mishas Pekida, that's something I learned from Antoninus, Umikra Messiah. And he said, by the way, there's a posik that supports what Antoninus said, Shenema, as it says, Ufkudascha Shamra Ruchi. Ruchi is referring to the ruach and the neshama of the person. And when is it in the person? It's already from the Shas Pekida. That's Ufkudascha. Omale Antoninus Rebbe. Another thing that Antoninus told Rebbe. Memes Ayei Tzahara Shoyult Ba'adam. When does the Yetzahara begin to be Shoyult in a person? Mishas Yetzira or Mishas Yetzira? So this is a question not about the Neshama. It's a question about the Yetzahara. Meaning, is it from the Yetzira of the Uber? So the Uber, B'me'imoy, already on some level, has a Yetzahara, or is it first when it exits the Guf? Amalei Mishas Yetzira. So Rebbe said, I think it's Mishas Yetzira. Amalei, came by it, B'me'imoy V'yoytze. So why doesn't it kick out of its mother's Me'imoy, right? It should already be Yetzalei V'adam, Raman Uruv. It should be mischievous. It should be onto bad things. Ela Mishas Yetzira. Must be Mishas Yetzira. Amar, Rebbe said, Dava Zeh, Limdani, Antoninus, this again, is something that Antoninus taught me, and he said, "Umikra Messiah," and there's actually a pasuk that supports what he said. Shenema, as it says, "La Pesach Chatos Roivet," and that pasuk is referring to the Yetzahara in this mashal that you see La Pesach Chatos Roivet. You see this inyan that already from that point a person has his Yetzahara. By the way, everyone asks the kasha by Yisroitzet to Abanim Bekirva. You see, Esav seemed to already have a Yetzahara when he was B'meima. This is a Veltz kasha. Either way, we are going to stop here and embark upon the sugya over here in the beginning of Perek Chelek, which is the inyan of Olam Haba and Tchias HaMesim. So I just want to be makdim two things. Number one, this whole inyan is very much above my pay grade. So we're just going to try to say over different inyanim the way we understand it a little bit. But, you know, kemuvin, ein lanu esek b'nestaris, and this is something that the Navi Yeshaya said on some level, ayin lo yiras alikim zulascha. So we're talking about things that really we're not supposed to properly understand. Another point of akdam is that usually there's a conventional wisdom that if you're not going to be able to do justice to a topic, so just let it be. But shafti v'ro'isi, I think that there is some value in trying to get a little bit of more clarity in this inyan, even though, without question, we're not going to be able to do justice to it. So I think if there's a noifach of clarity that we get, already the whole inyan is going to be kedai. And the truth is, if you think about it, the whole tachlis, chayvase b'olamai, is one day to be le'sanigal Hashem and to merit a portion of the world to come. We were put on this world to be zoichet olam haba. So it would behoove us to understand a little bit to the extent that it could educate us and be productive and inspire us. What exactly is it that we're living for? What exactly is that we're fighting for? I mean, think about how much a yid gives up because an imam in Bamuna Shalema that Olam Hazeh doima le'proizdev Olam Haba doima le'traklin. So what is Olam Haba? And again, we're not going to be able to properly understand it, but a little bit, to have a clue, to have a little bit of a shaychis, I think is definitely something that's worthwhile. Yehuda va'od l'kra, it's from the Ikrei Amuna. One of the animamims is Tchias HaMesim, one of the animamims is Bias HaMashiach. So this is definitely an inyan that we have to know a little more than we know now, if I may. And as a result, I think it's kedai just embark on this. Now, as it relates to this whole shmuz, if you think about it, it's a little bit confusing. Again, you talk about Achris HaYomim. Achris HaYomim is the end of days. So what is Achris HaYomim? There's Yemos HaMashiach. There's Tchias HaMesim. There's Olam Haba. There's Gan Eden, right? What comes to mind is the Gemara in Masechet Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadik Zayin Amar Aleph, that's coming up, where the Gemara says, Tana Devei Elio, the world was created for 6,000 years, and after 6,000 years, the world is going to be destroyed. It's going to go back to Sayyav Avayu, right? 5,785. We're counting down. But the point is that at some point, the world is going to be Charev. I mean, these are all descriptions on some level of Achris HaYamim, but they can't mean the same thing, right? Yemois HaMashiach, Tchias HaMesim, Olam Haba, Gan Eden, Shis Alfi Shnin. It's all the same inyan. If it's all the same inyan, then it would just be one inyan. So clearly there's nuance, and presumably not such subtle nuance, that really differentiates between all these tkufas. And I think that the hakdom is for us to first realize how confusing this is. Because all these terms are used interchangeably, even by Svarim. And the question is, like, can we try to sort this out a little bit so that there'll be a little bit more clarity? So as it relates to today's raid, the objective is going to be to go through Lushoine Azov Shal HaRambam. Now, I want to be makdim that the Rambam's Shita, as it relates to this whole inyan, is a little bit of a Das Yachid. And it's a Shita that was Marish Olamos, literally, as we're going to see. But the objective today, Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, will be just to go through Abyssal the Shita's HaRambam. And then tomorrow, and maybe the next day, if we need more time, we'll go into some of the other shitas and the world's response and reaction to the Rambam. But again, every good story starts with a Rambam, and this is no different. Every good pshatol, right? And the Rambam laid out his understanding of Achris Hayomim in his quintessential, clear, and very understandable way. Obviously, we're dealing with inyonim that are inyonim gevoyim, and it's going to leave us with some questions and some things that, you know, as we say, ayin sham and tein l'chacham v'yechkemoy. But the Rambam shtel davek, you saw this, that I think for sure we can take a little bit from. Now, in terms of where the Rambam wrote about this, the short answer, Rambam wrote about this everywhere. He wrote about it in his Mishnah Torah, in Hilchas Tshuva, Perek Ches and Perek Tes. The Rambam wrote about it in his Akdamah to Perek Chelik, right? We're learning Perek Chelik. This is the longest Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos ever, right? It's right here in his Akdamah to Perek Chelik, and this is what's going on in that Rambam. Right? Everyone knows that the Yud Gimel Ikrim, right? The 13 Animamim come from the Rambam in his Akdamah to Pirush HaMishnayos. But what not everybody knows, unless you saw it inside, is that's the second half. It's the Seifa of the Rambam. The Reish of the Rambam is this Indian, where he goes to what's Tchesa Mesa, what's Eilam Haba, what's going on over here. So that's all in the Rambam's Akdamah to Perek Chelek. The Rambam wrote a Maimer called Maimer Tchesa Mesa, where he went and he clarified his position even more. So again, this is an Indian that the Rambam wrote about so many times, and he wanted that his opinion should be learned and understood, and it should be very, very clear either way. We're just going to read through the Shoinois of the Rambam. So the Rambam, and we're going to start from Mishnah Torah. So that will be the basis, and we'll just fill in some gaps from some of the other Sfarim of the Rambam. So Hilchos Tshuva Perek Ches Alof Locha Alef. Zok the Rambam. HaToiva HaTzfuna L'Tzadikim. The Toiv that is hidden and is waiting for the Tzadikim, Hi Chai Olam Abba. It's Olam Abba. Vehim HaChayim, it's the life, She'eni Mohem Moves, that has no death associated with, V'hatoiva She'eni Mora, and it's the Toiv that has no Ra. Meaning, the Tzadikim are waiting one day to be rewarded for all the good things that they do in this world, and the Toiva, that Toiv is what's known as Chaye Olam Abba. And in that world of Olam Abba, says the Rambam, you have to know two things. Number one, there's no death. It's Chaim She'ini Maves. And number two, there's nothing bad. It's pure bliss. It's HaToiva She'ini Mara. Who Shekasa B'Toira says, Raman, this is what the Torah means when it says, L'man Yitav Lach V'harachta Yomim. Mipi Ashmu Alamdu L'man Yitav Lach L'Oilam Shekuloi Toiv V'harachta Yomim L'Oilam Shekuloi Aruch V'zehu Oilam Abba. You hear L'Shoini Azov Shal HaRambam? L'man Yitav Lach V'harachta Yomim. This, the Oilam that's kuloi toiv, and there's the oilam that's kuloi aruch. Kuloi toiv means it's vahatoiva she'eni mara, it's kuloi toiv, and kuloi aruch means it's achayim she'eni mamavas, that there's no death. So in that world, this is the Eresh Tezach, and it's based on psukim chazaz that we heard 1,000 times, but the Rambam crystallizes things, gedar kebakoidish. So there's going to be chayim she'eni mamavas, it's the oilam shekuloi aruch, and it's going to be toiv she'eni mara, that's the oilam shekuloi toiv. Says the Rambam, vezehu oilam am. Schara tzadikim hu, sheyisku lenoyam zu vi. The reward of the tzaddikim is that they're going to be zoicha to this noyam, and they're going to get this toifa upiroyin harishayim. And the punishment of the rishayim is shelo yisku l'chayim elo, that they will not merit this chayim eli yichrasu v'yamusu. Rather, they're going to be cut off and they're going to die. V'chol misha ina zoicha l'chayim elo. Any person that's not zoicha to this other world of olam haba. Who hames, he is the mace, she'ein choye lo'olam, who is not living forever, ela nichras berishoy, but rather he gets cut off because of his averos, v'ovad kebehemah, and he ends up dying and leaving this world like a behemoth come, behemoth go, this person came and this person went. V'zehu ha'koris ha'kosa b'toira, and this is the koris that the Torah means. She'nemar, it says, he koris ti koris ha'nefesh ha'hi avoyna ba, v'pi ha'shmo olamdu, he koris ba'olam hazeh, ti koris la'olam haba, k'loimar, she'oiso ha'nefesh, she'pirsho min ha'guf ba'olam. That nefesh that left the guf in this world, it will not merit a portion of the world to come. It's going to be cut off from the next world as well. The Rambam shtelling avek what olam haba is, and then he tells you what karis is. The Rambam says the definition of karis is that it's possible for a person not to be zoicha to olam haba, and not being zoicha to olam haba, you got cut off. Boom, you got cut. They pulled the cord on you. Meaning you died from this world. And there's a concept of kares in this world too, right? Those are the gemaras and the moikotin dying at a certain age. But the point is, he kares and tikares. There's a kares in olam hazeh, there's a tikares, and the kares in olam haba is much worse. The kares in olam haba is the ultimate punishment. It means that you're not going to be zayichat olam haba. And this is a fascinating thing. It's worth meditating on this for a second. And that is, the ultimate punishment, says the Rambam, is not the punishments. It's not Gehenna, right? The Rambam didn't say one word about Gehenna yet. The ultimate punishment is no Olam Haba. The ultimate reward is Olam Haba, and the ultimate punishment is not Olam Haba. Elavit ki behemo. Behemo goes to Gehenna. It's not the Nakuda. The Nakuda is, the greatest reward is that you have a ticket, and you now can be at this great event. Kares, the ultimate punishment is when you don't have that ticket, says the Rambam. Ha'olam haba. Now let's talk a little bit about it. So high level, what's olam haba? Olam haba is the toiva hatzvuna l'tzadikim. Chayei ha'olam haba. It's the chayim she'en ima mothers, v'atoiva she'en ima ra. That is the chay that the tzadikim will get you. Yisku l'noyim zev yu b'toiva zu. And the prayer in the Rishon is that they're not going to be married. Says the Rambam. Halacha beis. Ha'olam haba im by gufu gvir. Olam haba is a place where you don't have a guf. There's nobody. And when nafshois tzadikim b'vad, all there are the nafshois and of the tzadikim, right? The people that merit to be an olam haba. But loy guf, no guf, ke malachi hasharis. Like malachim. Malachim have no guf. So too, in olam haba, nobody has a guf. It says, being that there are no gufim, if there's no guf, there's going to be no eating, there's going to be no drinking. All the things that gufim need won't be necessary. And all the verbs, all the actions, all the things that Gufim do, you're not going to do in Olam Haba. Going yeshiva, va'amida, v'shina, umisa, va'otzev u'schoik, u'kiyotzvam, all the human emotions, all these things will not exist. Kach amru chachamim harishayim. In fact, Chazal said, brachas yudzayin, Olam Haba imba lo yachid v'lo yishtia, v'lo yitashmish, elo tzadikim yoishvim, va'atoroiseyim b'rosheyim, v'nenem yizev ha'shchim. Says the Rambam, harei nizbar lecha, you see from that one Chazal, she'en shom guf, that there's no guf. How do you know there's no guf? Because it says, imba lo yachila v'lo yishtia, she'en shom. So if there's no achila v'shtia, then by definition there's no guf. Because if there was a guf, there would be achila, there would be shtia. So what does it mean, tzadikim yoishvim? Doesn't tzadikim yoishvim sound like the tzadikim are sitting? It sounds like there's a guf. Al derech achida. All it is a mashal. Kolayma. Nafshei tzadikim mitzuyim sham. The nefashes of the tzadikim are there. Beloy amo. Uveloy yigia. Meaning, when a person sits, he's relaxed, baseba, right? Kederech sham alachim oichlin. So you're going to be in a state where there's going to be zero amal and zero yegia. And that state is just described b'derech chida as being yeshiva. V'chein zeh she'amru atoreseyim b'roshay. When it says atoreseyim b'roshay, it doesn't mean head and it doesn't mean crown. K'loimar, deyo she'yedu. It means a certain level of das she'bidlolu zoch l'chayu olam haba. They're going to have a certain das where they're going to know why they were zoicha to Olam Haba via Torah Shalahem, and that is the proverbial crown. He said, like Shloima said, it says, says the Rambam. He says, I want to ask you a question. When it says Simcha Sa'ilam Arosham, does it mean the Simcha on the head? It's not a physical thing. It's the Torah Shalahem. That's what's going on. Says the Rambam, what does it mean that the tzaddikim are enemies of Hashchina? Sheyoidim umasigin me'amitas Hakadosh Baruch Hu. They're going to know. They're going to be masik. The emeskayt of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Masha'in and yoidim vehem begufa avav ashafel. Things that they're not able to understand and figure out when they're in this gufa avav, this finstin a guf a shafel, and this nidre geduf. But the bottom line is this halacha base. This is dosif from all the sifim of the Rambam. The Rambam says that when a person's an olam haba, by guf gvir. There's no guf, there's no gvir, there's no achila, there's no shnia, there's no tashmish. All the things that gufim do are not going to exist. It's a world that is going to be kuloi neshama. And what does it mean? Enemies of Hashchina sheyoidim umasigin me'amitas Hakadosh Baruch Hu mashein and yoidim beim guf avos shavol. It sounds a little bit like tzadikim yoishvin, right? They're sitting. I thought it was saying, Roshaya, sounds like they have a head. Says the Rambam, it's all derech achida. It's all derech mashal. These are not things that are meant to be taken literally. I'm going to skip a little bit. The Rambam continues, and he talks about the different names that you find that are referred to by Olam Haba. Meaning Olam Haba has different pseudonyms, right? You find different aliases that are used to describe Olam Haba. He starts off talking about Tzrei Rachayim, that Lashon of Tzrei Rachayim, and then he goes weiter. It's Halacha Dal. V'kam v'shem ois karu lo derech moshel, Har Hashem. Umekoyim kotshoy, v'derech ha-kodesh, v'chatzoy sashem, v'oyul Hashem, v'noyam Hashem, v'heichal Hashem, u'beis Hashem, v'shar Hashem, v'chachamim karu lo derech moshel, says the Rambam. The Chachamim even had a different way that they would describe it. And this was derech moshel, v'toy v'zu ha-mezumenes ha-tzadikim suda, abe v'koyru la-bechal mokim ayim abba. But the real, the Eifrin Klali is ayim abba. He says, but you're going to find all these different words, har Hashem, mokim kotshoy, derech Hashem, chatzoy Hashem, the suda, these are all mesholim on some level, but really this is an that we have no asog in, says the Rambam. Halacha hey, and the nekama she'ein nekama gedol mimenu. Listen to these lashonos. The nekama she'ein nekama gedol mimenu shetikaris hanefesh v'leitiske loisam chayim. That the nefesh gets caught off. The Rambam said it already on halacha, but he went back to it and he comes back to it with a vengeance. Right, pun intended. Shetikaris hanefesh v'leitiske loisam chayim. Shenemar hikaris tikaris hanefesh ayi avoyin abo. V'zeh ha'oivdon hu shekoyin loisam anavim derech mashal. The reason Rambam's coming back to it is because the Rambam is now giving all the different synonyms that are used to describe that, right? He gave us all the names that you find, right? The Rambam's super methodical. So he gave us all the different names for Olam Haba, so now he's giving you all the names for Olam Haba. What's Olam Haba? Gehenna? Wrong. Olam Haba is Hikaris Tikaris. You get cut off. Mamish, you die like a behema. And he says you find Ber Shachas, Avdoin, Sifter, Aluka, the Kol Lashon Kloya, the Hashchasa Koyron Lo. He says every Lashon of Kloya and Hashchasa that ever existed, you find described and attributed to this. Lafishi Akloya She'ena Charea Tekuma Lo Olam, right, you see the Rambam? Olam Haba is Achayim She'eni Ma Moves V'atoyva She'eni Ma Ra. As it relates to the flip side, Chorus, is the Kloya She'en Acharei Tekuma V'ahefzit She'eni Choyzol Oil. Says the Rambam Malach Avav, Shema Teiko Bein Echa Toiva Zu. He says, you know, you're going to hear about Olam Haba, you're going to say, Nunu, that's what it is. Basically, it's something you can't even describe to me. There's no achila, there's no shtia. This is, what am I doing? What am I wasting my time for? In this world, I have achila and shtia. In the next world, chamne shafil Hashem, etekel beinecha toivazu. Says Ram, v'tedam, and you're going to think she'ain tzchara mitzvah, ve'yoysa adam, sholim b'darke emes. And you're going to say that the whole thing is garnish. In fact, you know what you're going to argue, says the Rambam? That I would have preferred that Olam Haba be a place where there is achila v'shteya. Adarabba, let Olam Haba be a place where you're going to have the most pleasurable life imaginable, right? We all have our saga what it means to have anoyis Olam Haza, right? Most people give up everything because of anoyis Olam Haza. So maybe if I care, maybe that's, let that be Olam Haba. Wouldn't that be a better Olam Haba? Wouldn't it be better liyoyse oichel v'shoyse macholis toivois uboyel tzurois nois v'loyveish bigdei sheish v'rikma v'shoychem bolei shein u'mishtamish b'kli kesev v'zov v'dvar madoim le'elu, right? Wouldn't that be a better thing? And by the way, k'moyshe medamin elu ha'arviyim ha'tipshin v'avilim ha'shtufim b'zima. He says, look at all my neighbors, all the arviyim, the shtufei zima, and in their mind, that's what Olam Haba is. It's shtufei zima. Avla chachamim b'alidei yodu. But the Chachamim the Bali, they understood. Shekol hadvarim ma'elu divrei havoy vehevelhein. Ve'ein behem toicheles. Ve'ein am toive gedoyle etzleinu ba'ilum hazeh. The reason for us it's good is mipnei she'anu bali gufi gviya. Ve'chol hadvarim ma'elu tzorchi ha'gufein. Ve'ein ha'nefesh misavu lehem u'michamdoson ele mipnei tzorich ha'guf kidei she'imotzei chefze v'yamud ha'boryo. He says it's true, we perceive these things as being good because we're bali guf, and in a world of guf, this is amazing. This is what it is. All of this is going to be batul mamish. It's all going to be shtusim. Because the real toiv is shetiyah ba hanefesh ba'ilum haba. Ein shom derech ba'ilum hazeh. Lasig ba'ilay da'isa. She'in onu yoyde ba'ilum hazeh. Elo toiv is haguf aloi. Aval oisa ha toiv gedoyla ad ma'oi. Ve'in lo erech betoiv is ha'ilum hazeh. Elo derech mashal. He said this is again all because we're in a world of guf, so we perceive this as being good. But really in olam haba, when we're not going to have a guf, we're not going to be interested in this. What are we going to get? We're going to get things that the neshama wants, things that are going to make you offer kairos ruach me olam haba mikol anoyis olam haza, the Mishnah says, right? A shmek, like the Bali Musa said, like you pass by a bakery, you smell the bakery, that's the kairos ruach, the Bali Musa used to say. A shmek fin olam haba is better from all that noise. He said, but we can't understand it because we're Bali Guf. It's not something we have a shaykhis to. And that's why even Chazal, when they explained it to us, they had explained it to us, Derech Moshel, but really, Avu B'derech HaEmes, the Emes is Shenarech that is going to be much, much greater than anything that we have right now. Oysa toiv gedolam, skipping adin cheker vein erech vein dimyon. Hu shamar David marav tufchash etzafantel reyecho paalto lachosim bach. In the Hakdamah to Perek Chelik, the Rambam talks a lot more about this. He talks about how we can't understand Olam Haba, and it's something that is just impossible for us to comprehend because we have a guf. He said it's like trying to explain colors to a person that never saw, or trying to explain music to a person that never heard. Some of the beautiful mashalim that the Rambam gives. He says it's something that's impossible. And he says to tell a person, or for a person to say that I would rather have the pleasures of Olam Haza and not the pleasures of Olam Haba, that would be like a king who's ruling over the world. And he says, you know, I want to go out and play, you know, in the sandbox with my friends that I used to play with 50 years ago when I was a little boy. It would be the tipshis of the tipshis. And he said, it's something that we have no Havana in, and that's why it's a little hard to tackle. And that's why the Ram talks so much about it, because he wants us to understand that there's a toiva that's svuna for us, that we have no asaga, that we can't comprehend, and it makes everything else that we're busy with pale in comparison. Just a few more lines from the Ram. V'kama homo David v'hisava. It's even the Nevi'im couldn't come around to it. Hushi Yeshaya Amar Ayin Leiras Alikim Zulascha Yasa Lemechakulay Kolay Ma'atoyvish Leiras Oisa Ayin Novi VeLeiras Oisa Eloy Lekim Also Oisa Lekim LaAdam Shemechakulay Amru Chachamim Kol Nevi'im LeNisnava Eli Moisam Sheikh Avol Olam Haba Ayin Leiras Alikim Zulascha. And then the Rambam says something very important. Zesh Koro Oisa Chacham Olam Haba. He said, why is the world called Olam Haba? Loi Mipnei She'Inoy Motzayata. It's not because the world doesn't exist today. As if to say, there's a world that's going to come in the future. It doesn't exist right now, but at some point in the future, it's going to come. The reason it's called Olam Haba, is because in this world, we have a guf and a nefesh, and when a person dies, he goes to Olam Haba or Chalila. In the order, it's Olam Hazeh and then Olam Haba, and that's why it's called Olam Haba. But it's not called Olam Haba because the world is to come. We are going to come into the world in the future, but the world itself is Chai V'Kayim. That world exists here, right here, and this ends Perek Ches and Hilchot Shuvah. We still have to go through Perek Ches, but this ends Perek Ches. So what's the Sikkum of Perek Ches? The Rambam says that the Toiva that Sfuna L'Tzadikim is Chai Olam Haba. It's Chaim She'enim Amaves V'Toiva She'enim Ara. That's the Oimik of La'Olam Shekulei Toiv and La'Olam Shekulei Aruch. The ultimate punishment would be the flip side, kares. He kares by Olam Hazeh, he kares by Olam Haba, where a person is not going to merit a chelik in the world to come. El nichras berishai, the avat kebehema. What goes on in Olam Haba, we don't know. Ayin leiras alakim zulascha. But one thing we do know, says the Rambam, is that Olam Haba ain by guf gvir. El nafshis hatzadikim bilvad, beloy guf kamalachis shas. Another thing we know is that the toiv of Olam Haba is so much greater than anything we could be masig in this world. It's a world where all there is toiv, where it's chayim, it's pure bliss on a level, on a hasoga that yofa kairos ruch me'olam haba, mikol hanois me'olam haba. Says the Rambam, aren't there so many examples where it seems like there's some guf that's going to be present in olam haba? Tzadikim yoishvim atarzeim bereshayim. Says the Rambam, that's all derech chida. What about the suda, right? There's going to be a suda. Says the Rambam, it's derech moshel. Those are mesholim, those are ulchidis, those are not things that are meant to be taken literally. Are there other names for Olam Haba? Says Rambam, yeah, I'll give you a whole bunch of names. Tzrei Rachayim, Har Hashem, Mekoyim Kodshei, Derech HaKodesh, Chatzis Hashem, Oyel Hashem, Noyim Hashem, Heichal Hashem, Beis Hashem, Shar Hashem, right? Sudas, Levios, there's so many different names. What about Karis? Are there names for Karis? Rambam says, yeah, Kol Loshin, Kloyev, Ashchos, Koyim, everything. And you want a few, there's Ber Shachas, there's Avdoin, there's Sifte, there's Aluka. There are a couple of names. And the Rambam says that one thing I just want you to be careful is Shema Teiko by Necha Toivazu, and he's very worried about this. He's so worried about this. Don't make light of it because you can't understand it. This is like the tricky part because we can't touch it. So in a way, when you can't touch something, you can't feel something, you make a little light of it. But says Ram, don't fall into that trap. He said, because if you could touch it, it wouldn't have value because you're in a fashtinkin aguf. He says, this is something that's on such a level that you're not supposed to be able to touch. The Nevi'im, who were... But your Lodisha wasn't zoicha to this. It's impossible. Ela HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzma is the only one that really, really understands this. And then the Rambam says that, you know, based on what I just said, we just have to, from a grammatical perspective, understand that Olam Haba, even though it sounds a little bit like it's an Olam that's going to come, no, the world really is. After a person dies, that's where he goes. He goes to Olam Haba. Now, just to move over to Halacha Tes. Perek Tes. Says the Rambam, Me'acha Shenoida. Now that we establish Shematan Scharin Shal Mitzvahs Vahatoivish and Iskola, Im Shomaru Derek Hashem Akosabatari Chayolamaba, Shenemelam Yitalach Varach the Yom, Vanikomish and Noikmim and Arisham Shazvu Orchas at Sedek Aksuvis Batari Yakoris, Shenemi Koris Dikoris and Nefeshahi Avoinaba. Right? The Ram says, I just stalled out a clore, Perikhes, that Oilamaba is the reward that the Tzadikim are going to get, and the punishment is what? Not getting that reward. What does it mean when you see in Kol HaTorah Kulam Tishmu Yagi Lechem V'Lois Tishmu Yikra Eschem V'Chol Oisen Advarim Ba'il Mazeh Kigoyin Tsoiva V'Rav U'Milchama V'Shalom U'Malchus V'Shiflus V'Yeshivas Aretz V'Galus V'Atzlochas Maisa V'Hefzeidoi V'Shar Kol Divrei HaBris? What are all those things? Right, what do we mean when we say in the second parasha of Kriya Shema V'Nosati Eisa B'Sotcha L'Vemtecha? Right, v'chara af Hashem. What's the brachas and the klolois of Teres Koyanim and of Mishnah Torah all about? Like, what are all these things supposed to mean? So the Rambam says, kol oisen advarim, all those things, emes, hoyu, v'yiyu. U'bizman shanu oisen kol mitzvah satayro, yagiyu eileinu toivas oilam azak kulan. U'bizman shanu oivren aleyem, tikra oisonu haroi saksubis. O'bivaf al pikein, this is the Rambam Shita. Ein oisen hatoivois, Hein soif matan scharim shal mitzvahis. V'loi oisran harois, hein soif hanukama shenoik mi'evra ala mitzvahis. Ela kachu atzei hatvar. Says Rambam, it's all true. You do mitzvahs, yeah, v'nasati mitarat. You do aveirois, v'chorav. This is all emes lamitoi. And it's schar and it's oynish. And the tzaddikim get good and the rishon get bad. And a good dar will get good and a bad dar will get bad. There's no question. Aba zok de Rambam. Aba v'af al pikein ein oysan ha toivoy soif ma'an scharish al mitzvahis. V'loy oysan ha roi soif ha'an akoma shenoikim over al beis. That's not the real schar and the real oynish. It's a schar v'oynish. But it's not the real schar and the real oynish. Says the Rambam. Kachu hatzeya hadvarim. Let me lay it out to you. Hakadosh Baruch Hu nasan lanu Torah. The Eibush gave us a Torah. Zu eitz chayim. V'chala oisa chala kasaba. V'yoyda idea gemura nechayna zoicha ba lechayo ilam haba. Hera maisa. Chala oisa chala kasaba. If you keep the Torah mitzvahs. V'yoyda idea gemura. And you know Torah mitzvahs. Right? You know the Torah. You'll be zoicha ta ilam haba. Ulefi goydo maisav. V'goydo chachma. Say hu zoicha. Right? There's the chachma. Yoidoy deir gemurin nechayna, and then there's the maisa kala oisa kala kasaba, and lofi goydol maisa, the goydol chachma. Say those two things. Who's zayich? Right? Olam haba is relative, depending on how much he's zayich. V'ftichanu b'Torah, and the Torah promised us shemnasa oisa b'simcha v'toyves nefesh, that if we're going to keep Torah mitzvahs with simcha and with a good nefesh, v'negda b'chachma satamid, and b'chukay say teleichu shatiru amelim b'Torah. That's what Rama means. She yasir mimenu kol advarim hamoyne maysanu malasoisa. That the Eibush is going to remove all the obstacles that get in the way from us doing what we're supposed to do. Kegon chayli u'milchama v'rav u'kiyotze behem. V'yashpi alonu kol atoivois hamechaskin es yodenu lasoisas kol atoirah. And the Eibush is going to give us the things that we need in order to keep the Torah. Kegon tsoiva. V'shaloyim, u'rubayis kesev ezov. K'dei sh'loy nasei kol yomenu b'dvarim sh'aguf tzarech lehem. So that we shouldn't be busy our whole life dealing with things that the guf needs. Elo neshe p'nuyim l'umoy b'chachma. V'lasei sa mitzvah. K'dei sh'niske l'chayo elam abo. Right, we live in a world of chatoy v'echol, chatoy v'shtey. And every single time you make a decision to deal with something mundane, it comes with an invoice that you weren't dealing with something that's going to get you a little more elam abo. V'chein hu oymer b'teira. Ash k'sheftiach b'toyves elam azeh. After the Torah promises all, it says u'staka tiyavanu, because that's the point of the Torah. It's like this, we can merit staka. The chena d'yunu b'Torah. Shem nazi b'Torah is the flip side. Shem midatenu v'nasi b'havli azman. Kin shenem av yishmin shum v'ayivot. Shedayinu emes yosim ina oizvin kol toivis oilam azeh. Shein chosku yodeim livoit. Umevi aleim kol arois hamoinu noison. Mi lik nois oilam abo. Kidei she yoivdu berisham. Hu shekosu b'Torah v'avadis ayvecha asher yishalchenu Hashem bach. Tachas asher levadis shem lekecha b'simchav tov levim eroiv ko. Nimtza. Pirish kol oisan habrachas vaklolis al derech zo. Kolim, im avadetem es Hashem besimcho, ushmartem darkoi, mashpia lechem habrachas ha'elu, umarcha kaklolis, ad shetiu pnuyim lischakim betoiro, velasik bo kidei shetisku, lechai oilam abo, v'yetav loch, v'yoilam shekulay toif, v'tarach yomim, lo'ilam shekulay yorach, v'net seisem zoichem l'shnei oilamis, lechayim toivim b'ilam hazeh, ha'mevin lechai oilam abo, shen lo yikne hina chochma maisem eloi b'meyis, kashe never came maisem v'chedrut, that's wrong. V'mazavtem es Hashem, it's going to be the flip side. The whole yisoid of the v'schar v'einish in this world is that if you do mitzvahs, then the Eibishter will help you and he's going to allow you to go ahead and do more mitzvahs. And if you're going to do aveiros, then Hashem is going to bring destruction, which is going to put you in a position where you won't be able to be zoicha toilam haba. That means the v'schar in this world that a person gets, and the einish in this world that a person gets, is all like a hechatimtza. To be able to get the real schar, which is in the next world. So if a person does mitzvahs, Hashem says, are you doing mitzvahs? I'm going to reward you in this world. What's the reward going to be? I'm going to give you good things. Why? It's like this, you'll be able to do more mitzvahs, and by you doing more mitzvahs, like this, you'll be zoichin, more olam haba. If a person does averis in this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, oh, you know what? You know what your einish is going to be? Your einish is that I'm not even going to give you opportunities right now. Right? There's an idea of shuvu banim shayvavim, but sometimes Eibush says, I'm going to make it harder for you, right? That's why it's hard, but I'm going to make it harder for you. And that's all the klolois that are being mentioned in all the psukim in the Torah. But they're not schar v'oinish be'etzim. In fact, the Rambam in his Akdamat Perek Chelik, when he talks about this inyan barichos, he fears us, v'zeu masha omru chazal, schar mitzvah mitzvah. So that's exactly what it means, schar mitzvah mitzvah. Because all the schar that you find in the Torah, it's all a hechatimtza to be able to do more mitzvahs like this, you'll be zoicha in the real emes. So the Rambam says that, I just explained to you that schar v'oinish is olam haba, right? That's the schar, oinish is no olam haba. So what's all the Yehudim haksuvim b'teira? What's that all about? So Rambam says it's some form of schar v'oinish, but really it's all like a schar mitzvah mitzvah. That's really what's going on. Halacha beis. Umepnei zeh, says the Rambam, hisavu kol yisro neviyeim v'chachomeim yomois ha-melech ha-mashiach. He says, when you understand everything I told you up until this point, you're going to understand why there was such a taiva by the Yidin and the Chachamim for Yemois HaMashiach. Kidei sheyonuchu mimalchus harisha, she'eino maneches lam liyisrael lasik b'toyru b'mitzvahs gehoigen. Because as long as Mashiach's not here, it's very difficult for us to keep Torah mitzvahs. And when Mashiach's going to come, all of a sudden there's going to be menucha. V'yimotzu lehem mirgoya, v'yarbu b'chachma, kidei sheyizku l'chayon l'abba. It's going to be the world where now you'll be able to focus on what you need to focus on, and now you'll be able to be zeichet olam haba. So what's Yemois HaMashiach? Yemois HaMashiach is a zman where you'll be able to put all your koiches and all your kishkis without distractions. So like this, you'll be able to be zeichet olam haba. V'fisha ba'oisen ha'yomim tar ba'hadeya, v'achochmo, v'ha'emes, sh'nema kimol aretz deyos Hashem, v'nema v'lo yilamdu ishes, achiv ishes reyeu v'chulu, v'nema v'asiroisi sleivem, v'mipsarchem, mipnei, then the Rambam talks a little bit about Mashiach. Sha'usei ha'melech she'ami mizera David, bal chochmiya yoysem ishloimah, v'navi gadol karmim, moish rabbein, all these famous Rambams, u'lefichach ilamit kolom v'yoyoysem, but the point is, that's not the ultimate reward. The whole yisoid of Yemois HaMashiach is, it's like the spitz brachis of Parshas B'chukosai. It's like the spitz brachis of Parshas Kitzovah. It's the spitz brachis of Parshas Kriyishma. That's what it's all about. This is the last paragraph in Rambam. The real toiv is chay olam haba. Avol Yemois HaMashiach, but as relates to Yemois HaMashiach, hu olam hazeh, v'olam kimen hagoy hoylech, that's not what it's about. Fakared, it's olam kimen hagoy hoylech. Elo sham malchus tachzal li yisro, v'kvar omru chazal, im bein olam hazeh, Yemois HaMashiach, elo shibud malchus bilvad. This is how the Rambam ends his perikta. So the Rambam in perikta, luchas tshuva, he lays it out, kedarke b'koydesh, he says, this is what's going on, machzayam. The tachlis is olam haba. Olam Haba is a place a person goes after he dies. Olam Haba, there's no Moves. In Olam Haba, there's no Ra. It's not something we can describe and fathom. All you have to know is that a Kairos Ruach of Olam Haba is so much bigger than all the Hanois that a person could possibly ever get in Olam Hazeh. Very clearly says Rambam that in Olam Haba there's no Guf Gviya. There's so many Chazals that would seem to suggest it. It's Derech Chida, it's Derech Mashal. Don't take any of that literally. In terms of what the ultimate punishment is? The ultimate punishment is kares. Kares means you get cut off. Says the Rambam, if that's really what it's all about, so then what's all the brachas and the klolos that you find throughout the Torah? It's a schar v'oinish that basically Hashem is saying that if you do certain things, I'll put you in a matzav, will be muchsha for you to do more good things so that you can be zoicha toilam haba. But really, every schar in this world is finite. So the ultimate goal is to get to oilam haba. That's the oimik of schar mitzvah mitzvah. And the Rambam says, by the way, that's even Yemoisa Mashiach. You wonder what Yemoisa Mashiach? Yeah, Yemoisa Mashiach is going to be a blissful time. It's going to be amazing. Of course. But it's not the tachla, says the Rambam. That's not even Yemoisa Mashiach. That's chaya oilam haba. So if you go through this Rambam and you learn it the way you're supposed to learn a Rambam, there's a lot of clarity, but there's also a lot of things that the Rambam didn't address. For starters, Rambam didn't say a word about Chiyas HaMeisim. Additionally, the Rambam didn't say a word about Gan Eden. Rambam also didn't talk about what the Gemara means when it says for 6,000 years there's going to be a world, and then after the year 6,000, everything is going to be destroyed. Now, truth is, although the Rambam didn't talk about it here in Hilchas Tshuva, but the Rambam did talk about it in his Hakdama to Perek Chelek. Now, although the Ram talks about it as Hakdama to Perek Chelek, he spoke about it very, very briefly. Just read two very short paragraphs. One about Gan Eden, and the other one about Tchias HaMeisim. And the reason I'm reading short is because the Ram wrote short. Says the Ram, V'ulam Gan Eden. So, think of everything that we just said, because that's mamish what's going on in the Hakdama to Perek Chelek, and now segue right into this line. V'ulam Gan Eden, says Ram. So what's Gan Eden? It's a physical place that's very fertile. It's the Sheinim v'Rananim, and it's mamish. It's the best land in the world. Yesh by mayim rabim ve'ilonos oisim peiros yigala oisay Hashem yisparach lebnei adam lasad lava. And at some point in the end of days, presumably Yemos Hamashiach, in that time, Hakadosh Baruch is going to be megala this place. Ve'yoyra oisay aderech lahalich elav, and he's going to show the oilam how to get there. Ve'yis anguboy, and they're going to go there. And that's really what Gan Eden is. In other words, Gan Eden, the Rambam Mamish mentioned Gan Eden in three lines. This Gan Eden, and he talks a little bit more about it. He says, yeah, we could all fathom on our own that there could be such a place, not such a chiddush. And the Torah even talks about it in the beginning of Bereishis, so we know there was such a place. And that's really what Gan Eden is. Gan Eden is not the Tachlis HaToiv. I mean, it's an amazing place, right? Ashrei HaMechakeloi. But at the same time, that's not what it's about. It's Lehedya, not what it's about. This point's going to be a little clearer when the Rambam talks about Tchias HaMeisim. What's Tchias HaMeisim? I mean, I just turned one page. U'Tchias HaMeisim yisoid mi yisoidus Teirus Moshe. Ein das v'loi histapkus pe'uma Yehudis l'misha eme maimim b'zeh. This mamish, you can't have a sheiches to klal Yisrael if you don't believe in this, right? Ha'koyfe b'tchia, ha'oy mein Tchias HaMeisim b'natayr. Aval hi l'tzadikim, it's for the tzadikim, says the Rambam. U'lochem breches rabba, gvuris gishomim l'tzadikim u'lurisham, u'tchias HaMeisim l'tzadikim b'vat. Ve'eich Yichyu HaRishon, says the Rambam, it's obvious Tchias HaMeisim has to be for the tzadikim, because how could the Rishon come to life if he meisim afilu b'chayayim? That sounds a little like the Kavu Chaymers of today's daf. But if they're dead when they're alive, how are they going to come back alive? V'kach umru aleim ha'sholim rishom afilu b'chayayim kruyim meisim v'tzadikim afilu b'misasim kruyim chayim. Right, that's an oimik in Tchias HaMeisim, the Rambam saying. You want to know why it's Tchias HaMeisim? Because the tzadik never died. Even, right, afilu b'misasim kruyim chayim. So what's Tchias HaMeisim? He never died. He was alive when he was alive, and then he was alive when he died. So what's the grace of kunz of Tchias HaMeisim? And then the Rambam says one line that was Maris Shalomis. A lot of things were Maris Shalomis already. But this line was really Maris Shalom. It's Vida, says the Rambam, you should know, ki ha'odom behechruch yomus, v'yuparid l'masha hurkim imenu. That after Tchias HaMeisim, people are going to die. And when they die, they'll go back to Olam Haba, which is where they were before Tchias HaMeisim. So the Rambam, in his Mishneh Torah Perikhes and Perites, he didn't even discuss Gan Eden and Tchias HaMeisim. In his Akdamah to Perik Chelek, he did. Very, very briefly. Gan Eden, he said, it's a real place. By the way, in Chumash, we spoke about different Rishonim that say it's a real place, right? The Ramban, it's a real place and not a real place, the Ramban says. Devin Ezra says it's Mefurish. A lot of the Rishonim say Mefurish. But the bottom line is that Gan Eden's a real place, like Adam Rishon was once there. And at some point, Ba'achas HaYomim, Ramban's Lashon is La'asad Lavois, I guess that's like Yemos HaMashiach times. The tzaddikim are going to have an opportunity to go to Gan Eden and have that tainug, whatever exactly that tainug is. What's Tchias HaMeisim? Tchias HaMeisim is for the tzaddikim. They're going to come back up alive. And you should know they're going to die, says the Rambam. What's going to happen in between they get up alive and die? The Rambam doesn't say. And why are they even coming back alive? Like, what's the point? Now, to understand the oimek in the Rambam, of why after Tchias HaMeisim people are going to die, it's posh. I mean, the Rambam says in Mefurish, Bakhtzein, but just to speak it out, it's because the Rambam holds the Tachlis is not Tchias HaMeisim, the Tachlis is not Gan, the Tachlis is Olam Haba. It's the Olam HaNeshamos. Tchias HaMeisim involves a goof, right? That's what Tchias HaMeisim is. So that's not the Tachlis. If it's not the Tachlis, so why would you be here forever? It doesn't make any sense. So after Tchias HaMeisim, a person is eventually going to die. But the bottom line says the Rambam, without explaining what the purpose of Tchias HaMeisim is, what these Sadiqim are going to do, I mean, maybe they're going to get up to go to Gan Eden. Maybe that's what it's about. But if you're in Olam Haba, which is a million, billion, shmillion times better than anything you can possibly have in this world, I mean, maybe Gan Eden is different. It's very sawsome. Ram doesn't say. It's very, very sawsome. It's very, very sawsome. But the bottom line, let's go back to how we started. Again, we're going to revisit this. Shenemo. Let's go back to where we started. We said that when you think about Achus Hayom, you think about Lasat Lavi, there's all these different phases, right? So you have Olam Haba, you have Tchias HaMeisim, you have Gan Eden, you have Yemois HaMashiach, you have the Shis Alfishnin. The Rambam definitely gave us a lot of clarity. Rambam saying that Olam Haba is the Olam HaNeshamos, and that's the Tachlis. We live, we fight for Olam Haba. That's what this is all about. Ashrei mi shezoich lekach. That's what it's all about. Olam Haba is something that we can't even fathom. It's so not shayach. Yofakar tzuch melev abam, we call it Olam Haza. That's what it's all about. Yemois HaMashiach is going to be a time that's going to be very mesugal and very mukhshar to be zoich in that. Gan Eden is going to be something that's going to be present during that time for the Olam to have a gewaldige tainug. Tchias HaMeisim, it sounds like there's different Meisim that are going to come join the Olam during that Kufa, but they're going to only be there for a short period of time. They're going to eventually die. By the way, the Rambam, in his Maimed Tchias HaMeisim, in his Akdom, in different places, he talks about how Melech HaMashiach is going to die. Right? He says it in Hilchos Melachim. He says Melech HaMashiach is going to die. He says this Kufa is going to go on for thousands of years. People will be born. They're going to have Arichas Yom. One of the things the Rambam says is that people are going to live very, very long. Right? There's going to be Arichas Yom, and we're going to go back to living the way we lived in the times of Bereishis Bar Elokim, in the times of Adam Arishan, and Mesu Shelech, right, we're going to go back to the good old days. So definitely we're going to live very, very long. But the Rambam says that's going to be because there's going to be advancements. And Rambam also says there's going to be no stress. He says, I mean, no stress. It's going to be great times. When there's no stress, people have Arichas Yom. It's amazing things the Rambam wrote all these years ago. But the bottom line is that's what's going to be going on in the world. The Tachlis really is Olam Haba. Either way. So the Rambam writes his Mishnah Torah, and the Rambam has his Pirush HaMishnayis, and in the Maimon of Uchim Tiyadur. And from all the things the Rambam wrote, his Maimon on this Inyan, it was Marish Olamos on a level that you can't even be masik. It literally turned the world upside down. And there were a lot of people that read the Rambam's description of Achus Hayom, specifically Tchias HaMeisim, and specifically how the Rambam gave such little coverage to Tchias HaMeisim. Yet, we're learning the sugis here in the beginning of Perek Chelek, where Tchias HaMeisim is Ha'imer in Tchias HaMeisim in Atayres Ve'ilu She'in Lam Chelek Lo'ilam Haba. And the Rambam says those words. But still, the Rambam talked about it very, very little. He almost made it sound like it's some insignificant piece that, whatever, for what, we don't even know why it's there. And it's something that a lot of the G'dayli Yisrael didn't properly understand. And they really came out very, very stark against the Rambam. Not just that, the fact that the Rambam says Olam Haba is a place where there's no guf. What about all the different lashonis that are mashma that there is a guf? Right? The Rambam said everything is derechida, derechmosh, lechtesa. Who said you have a right to do that? And Gan Eden is just like a geshmak, a garden that is going to be present during those times. I mean, it's not the way we were taught. Menuchase be Gan Eden, right? That's unzer Messiah. But this is what the Rambam wrote. And it got so intense that the Rambam had no choice but to respond. And the Rambam wrote one of his famous igereses. It's known as the Maimer Tchias HaMeisim, and it was written in response to all the excitement that this Shita created. Now, what exactly was the excitement? Who was behind it? Where were they coming from? And what was the Rambam's response in his Maimer Tchias HaMeisim? That will, be, Be part two of this topic.